You open the pantry and feel it again. The quiet pressure of money spent and food slipping away. Something expired. Something forgotten. Something that looked fine until it was not. This is not about hoarding. This is about control. Food does not disappear in one dramatic moment. It leaks out slowly. A bag pushed to the back. A can bought twice because you forgot the first one. Leftovers that die in the fridge because the clock kept moving and you did not. You think waste happens from neglect. Most of the time, it happens from bad systems. Dates confuse you. Shelves hide things. Containers lie. Heat, light, and air work against you every day, whether you notice or not. If you want food to last, guessing will not save you. Memory will not save you. Good intentions will not save you. Only structure does. Once you see how waste really happens, you cannot unsee it. Chapter 1. Shelf life is not a guess. You are told food lasts a certain amount of time, a date printed in ink, a range that feels official. Most people stop thinking there. That is where waste begins. Shelf life is not a promise. It is a set of conditions. Change those conditions and the clock speeds up. Ignore them and food fails quietly. The first mistake is trusting dates without understanding them. A sell-by date exists to protect inventory flow, not you. A best-by date signals peak quality, not danger. A use-by date is the only one tied closely to safety, and even then, it assumes proper storage from day one. When food sits in heat, light, or fluctuating temperatures, those dates lose meaning fast. You cannot store food well if you do not understand what actually breaks it down. There are four forces that destroy food. Oxygen, light, heat, moisture, everything else is secondary. Oxygen drives oxidation. It turns fats rancid. It dulls flavor. It weakens texture. Every time air touches food, the process advances. Packaging slows this down. It does not stop it. A loosely closed bag, a cracked seal, or repeated opening accelerates loss, even if the food looks unchanged. Light degrades nutrients and flavor. It hits oils, grains, and spices first. Clear containers look clean and modern, but expose food to constant damage. This is why stores keep certain products in opaque packaging. At home, light keeps working against you unless you shut it out on purpose. Heat speeds up every chemical reaction inside food. 10 degrees warmer does not double damage. It multiplies it. Pantries near ovens, refrigerators packed too tight, garages that swing from cool to hot, all shorten shelf life without leaving visible clues. Food stored warm does not fail loudly. It just dies sooner. Moisture invites mold, bacteria, and texture collapse. Dry food becomes unsafe when humidity creeps in. Crackers soften. Rice clumps. Flour absorbs water and invites pests. Refrigerated food fails when condensation forms and sits. Moisture is not always a spill. Sometimes it is just air doing its work. These four forces do not act alone. They stack. Heat increases moisture movement. Light raises temperature. Oxygen feeds microbes when moisture is present. When all four align, shelf life collapses. This is why food often fails before the date on the package. Canned food feels immune. It is not. Cans protect against oxygen and light, but not heat or time. High temperatures weaken seals and degrade contents. Acidic foods break down linings faster. Dents, rust, and swelling are not cosmetic issues. They are warnings that the system failed. Dry goods feel stable. They are only stable when dry, cool, sealed, and dark. Once open, their protection drops sharply. A paper bag folded at the top is not storage. It is delay. Refrigerated food feels safe. It is only safe when cold stays cold. Every door opening raises temperature. Overpacked shelves block airflow. Food pushed to the back freezes and thaws. Food near the door warms repeatedly. These swings shorten life even when food smells fine. Freezers slow time, but they do not stop it. Freezer burn is oxygen damage. Ice crystals tear cell structure. Poor wrapping allows dehydration. Food remains edible longer than fresh, but quality drops steadily. If you freeze without planning, you waste later instead of now. Another mistake is judging food by appearance alone. Many dangerous changes do not show up early. Smell is unreliable. Texture lies. Taste testing is risky. Food safety is not intuition. It is pattern recognition backed by structure. You also lose food by buying without context. Bulk purchases save money only when storage matches volume. Buying more than your system can protect just moves waste forward in time. Overstocking without temperature control, airflow, and rotation is not preparedness. It is deferred loss. Temperature stability matters more than absolute cold. A steady pantry at 65 degrees outperforms a garage that swings daily. A refrigerator at a consistent 37 beats one that cycles between cold and warm. Food prefers boring conditions. Chaos shortens life. Humidity control is equally critical. Basements feel cool but trap moisture. Pantries near sinks absorb steam. Refrigerators with blocked drains build condensation. Moisture damage often appears suddenly because it has been building invisibly. Pests exploit every weakness. Insects sense moisture and grain dust. Rodents chew through cardboard and plastic. One breach contaminates more than one item. Food loss spreads fast once pests enter. Another quiet failure is mixing old and new food. When you pour fresh rice into an old container, you reset the clock in your head, but not in reality. Older grains remain inside. If one portion fails, everything fails. Mixing hides age and kills rotation before it starts. Food waste also comes from optimism. You assume you will cook that later. You assume leftovers will get eaten. You assume something will last because it always has before. Assumptions ignore conditions. Conditions always win. You cannot fix waste by trying harder. You fix it by knowing where time actually leaks out. Shelf life is shaped by where food lives, not what the label says. When storage ignores physics, chemistry, and biology, food pays the price. You pay after that. Once you see this, you stop asking how long food lasts. You start asking what is attacking it right now. And once you ask that, the way you store everything has to change. Chapter 2. Rotation is a discipline, not a reminder. Knowing why food fails is only half the battle. The other half is controlling movement. Shelf life is a clock that never stops. If you ignore it, you pay with waste. You need a system, not memory. You need rotation. Rotation is simple in theory. First in, first out. FIFO. Oldest items get used first. New arrivals go behind them. That's it. But simplicity in words does not translate to habit. Most households fail here. They think seeing is enough. It isn't. You must enforce it physically every day. Start with your pantry. Scan every shelf. What sits at the back? What arrived weeks ago and has not moved? Pull it forward. Pull it out of its container if needed. If the packaging is opaque, label it clearly with the date of purchase. Use a permanent marker or write on a small sticker. Write big. Write visible. This is not decoration. It is defense. Rotation is about accountability. Once a week, perform a full check. Open every jar, bag, and can. Ask yourself, is this the oldest item? If not, adjust. You will discover hidden culprits. A half-empty sugar bag shoved behind flour, a can of tomatoes eclipsed by the new shipment, a loaf of bread that disappeared into the dark corner. These are silent losses you never knew existed. In the fridge, rotation is equally critical. Airflow, temperature, and moisture create hot spots. Dairy at the back stays coldest. Condiments at the door see temperature swings but are often used quickly. Meat and fish require the coldest spots. Place items in order of use. Daily inspections keep you honest. One slip, an expiration comes faster than your eye can catch. Labeling is the lifeline of rotation, not just dates. Use color codes, stickers, or abbreviations. A simple system, red for immediate, yellow for this week, green for later. Visual cues reduce reliance on memory. You don't have to remember everything if your system talks for you. Rotation is not only about moving items physically, it's about pacing consumption. Plan meals around what is oldest. If canned beans from 2 months ago sit untouched while new cans dominate the shelf, waste becomes inevitable. Build your menu around rotation. Oldest first, use it or lose it. Rotation extends to frozen food. It is tempting to dump a bulk package into the freezer and forget it. That is a trap. Portion food before freezing. Label each portion with date and type. Place older portions at the front. Do not bury them. Do not hope for discovery. Frozen food obeys no one. It waits silently, degrading incrementally. Rotation systems fail when life interrupts them. Busy schedules, late nights, and stress disrupt habits. That is when discipline counts. Set weekly checkpoints, even if brief. 10 minutes of review prevents a month of hidden loss. Don't skip it. Rotation is not flexible. It is a contract with your food. What happens when rotation fails? You notice it in subtle ways. Food smells fine, but texture has changed. Flour clumps. Crackers soften. Frozen vegetables frost over. You cannot reverse these changes. Once conditions pass their tipping point, rotation cannot save them. Rotation is preventive, not restorative. Containers can make or break rotation. Clear, stackable containers help see contents and dates. Use uniform containers to avoid hiding items in odd shapes. Avoid overpacking. A box jammed full is a box that prevents you from moving items forward. When items cannot be physically rotated, the system collapses silently. Rotation also interacts with shopping habits. Buying in bulk saves money only if rotation can handle it. If your system cannot consume everything before spoilage, you lose more than you save. Plan purchase volumes according to rotation capacity. One failure in volume planning can undo months of careful rotation. Rotation is not intuitive. It is a learned skill. Your eyes will lie. Your memory will lie. Your system must speak louder. Every time you place an item incorrectly, you weaken the chain. A weak chain results in silent loss that goes unnoticed until it is too late. Rotation can be simple with the right visual hierarchy. Place immediate use items at eye level, short-term items above or below, long-term items in the back or top shelves. This zoning reinforces use patterns without constant thought. Humans respond to visibility. Make it work for you. Rotation extends beyond the kitchen. Freezers, pantries, and fridges must interact as a system. Leftover cooked food in the fridge should be consumed before raw ingredients expire. Plan meal timing and storage locations together. Treat every storage space as a node in a network. Failure at one node affects the whole. Rotation prevents sudden loss. Without it, waste is random. One item spoils unnoticed, contaminates others, and triggers cascading failure. That is the cost of neglect. One day you will open a box or fridge and the damage will be obvious. That is too late. Rotation prevents the surprise. It protects the system before collapse. Rotation also requires monitoring external factors. Temperature fluctuations in summer or winter can accelerate spoilage. Check thermostats, freezer seals, and pantry ventilation. Rotation only works if conditions stay within safe ranges. Otherwise, even perfect habits fail. Rotation is cumulative. Each day you rotate correctly strengthens the chain. Each day you ignore it weakens the chain. This is a discipline that compounds. Success does not appear suddenly. Failure often does in a wave of loss. You cannot rotate by chance. You cannot rotate by hope. You rotate by design. That design includes physical placement, labeling, scheduling, consumption planning, and continuous monitoring. Skip one component and the chain breaks. Rotation is not glamorous. It is not fast or flashy. It is tedious, methodical, and relentless. You move items, check dates, adjust positions, and repeat. Over time, this becomes habit. Over time, it saves food that would otherwise vanish. The stakes are simple. Waste costs money, nutrients, and effort. You earned every item. You grew, bought, or prepared it. Each piece lost is a silent tax on your household. Rotation is how you defend against that drain. Ignore rotation and the consequences accumulate slowly. You think you are saving. You are losing. You think you have enough. You have less than you think. You assume freshness. It is an illusion. Master rotation, and food becomes predictable. Your planning works. Your meals align with supply. Your pantry obeys you. You see the system in motion, and it responds. You learn to trust it because it has been built, reinforced, and maintained. Rotation is a skill, and like any skill, it requires constant attention. You cannot delegate it fully. You cannot hope for perfection from others. Your household relies on you. Your discipline determines success or failure. Every week you check. Every item moves in order. Every new arrival goes behind the old. Every meal uses the oldest first. Over time, the loss you feared never happens. You gain control. You gain confidence. You see the hidden clock and stop it from winning. Fail once and the clock resumes without mercy. Fail twice and waste compounds. Fail consistently and the system collapses. Rotation is unforgiving. It is the quiet enforcer of shelf life. If you master it, food lasts. If you ignore it, food disappears. The difference is not luck. It is discipline, method, and relentless adherence. Nothing else matters. Rotation is not optional. It is the backbone of preservation. Without it, all the science of shelf life is wasted. With it, you make the invisible clock visible. You control decay instead of watching it control you. The moment you grasp this, you will see all your past mistakes. Hidden bread, stale crackers, old cans, every lost meal, every wasted dollar. All because you did not enforce movement. That knowledge is uncomfortable. That pressure is necessary. You cannot ignore it. You cannot delegate it. You cannot hope it fixes itself. You rotate or you lose. End of story. When done properly, rotation becomes invisible. You hardly notice it until the system works. Then you see the fruits of discipline: less waste, predictable meals, confident planning. That is the reward for hard work. And yet, the challenge remains. Systems can fail if storage itself is inadequate. The next step is to design a space that supports rotation. Without the right space, discipline alone cannot save you. You finish your weekly check and see items in order. For now, the pantry obeys, the fridge obeys, the freezer obeys. But the next failure could come not from habit, but from space. Rotation protects today. The question remains, can your environment protect tomorrow? Chapter 3. Design the space or pay for the mistakes. Rotation is only part of the equation. Even perfect discipline fails in a poor environment. Shelf life, FIFO, and labeling all rely on the space they inhabit. Without proper design, your best efforts collapse. You cannot rotate what you cannot see. You cannot preserve what you cannot access. Start with the pantry. Think like a strategist, not a decorator. Every shelf must serve a purpose. High-frequency items go at eye level, things you reach for daily. They must be visible, not buried under layers of forgotten packages. If you cannot see it, you will forget it. Forgetting is waste. Low shelves house heavier or infrequently used items. Bulk supplies, backup cans, and long-term staples belong here. They are out of the way but remain accessible. Overhead shelves are for overflow only. Too high, and you will ignore them. Every ignored shelf is a risk. Airflow is critical. Shelves jam tight block circulation. Air stagnates, moisture builds, heat pools. Even small pockets of poor airflow accelerate spoilage. Leave space between items. Stack containers must allow air movement above and around. Crowding is the silent killer of shelf life. Light is a subtle but constant enemy. Transparent containers are popular, but they come with a hidden cost. Every ray of sunlight, every bright kitchen bulb degrades food slowly. Spices lose potency, oils go rancid, grains lose freshness. Use opaque containers where possible. Cover clear jars with cloth or keep them on dark shelves. Control light, control decay. Containers matter. Uniform, stackable containers make rotation visible and easy. Clear labeling on a consistent surface helps identify items quickly. Lids must seal properly. Air leaks are sabotage. Moisture infiltration is sabotage. One failed container can doom the contents and spread failure to others around it. Zoning is your secret weapon. Immediate use items in one section, short term in another, long term in the back or top shelves. This physical separation reinforces mental discipline. You do not have to remember what is old. The space tells you. Follow the cues or pay for ignoring them. Refrigeration is a system, not just a box. Cold spots, warm spots, and door swings create microclimates. Place dairy and meats in the coldest zones. Fruits and vegetables need separate zones to reduce ethylene exposure and moisture damage. Every item has a place. Misplacement accelerates spoilage, even if dates say otherwise. Freezers need planning too. Bulk items are often stored in bags or boxes. Portion before freezing. Place older portions at the front. Label clearly with the date and type. Stack efficiently, but leave space for air. Overcrowding slows the system and accelerates freezer burn. Frozen food obeys no one. You control it or you lose it. Humidity control is part of the design. Dry food prefers low humidity. High humidity invites mold and pests. Refrigerated vegetables thrive in moderate humidity. Too much or too little damages them. Use drawers with controlled settings. Store grains and flour in airtight containers. Every degree of moisture counts. Pests exploit poor design. Gaps between shelves, damaged boxes, and crowded spaces are invitations. Rodents chew, insects infest. One breach compromises more than one item. Prevention is design. Secure shelves, containers, and entrances. Every weak point costs you silently over time. Labeling is a spatial tool as much as a rotation tool. Large, visible labels with dates, colors, or symbols create a visual map of age and priority. Your eyes move faster than memory. Use them. The system communicates before you even touch an item. Maintenance routines are essential. Weekly checks catch spills, leaks, and condensation. Rotate items physically while inspecting. Wipe shelves, vacuum corners, check seals. Small, regular interventions prevent catastrophic failure. A neglected pantry or fridge collapses quietly and suddenly. Consider shelf material and surface. Plastic, wood, and metal interact differently with moisture and temperature. Smooth, non-porous surfaces are easiest to clean and reduce contamination risk. Uneven or worn surfaces trap dust, moisture, and crumbs. These conditions accelerate food decay silently. Lighting placement matters. Overhead fluorescent or LED strips are harsh. Use indirect lighting or undershelf lights to reduce degradation. Natural light should be filtered. Kitchens with windows must manage sun exposure carefully. Every uncontrolled ray eats freshness. Design is not only functional, but behavioral. You will follow what is convenient. If heavy items are on top shelves, you will leave them in the box and forget them. If frequently used items are buried, you will ignore them. Design for human behavior. The system works when your habits align with the space, not against them. Rotation, shelf placement, and labeling converge in a well-designed environment. Each element reinforces the others. When one fails, the others must compensate. Design gives rotation teeth. Without it, your discipline is soft and failure inevitable. Accessibility is critical. Use pull-out drawers, baskets, and adjustable shelves. Items must move easily. If it is a struggle to reach, rotate, or inspect, you will skip it. The easiest path is the path you take. Make the right choice easy. Temperature stability is part of spatial design. Avoid placing pantries near ovens, radiators, or sunlight. Fridges should be away from heat sources and well ventilated. Freezers must not block vents or compress coils. Every temperature spike shortens life. Physical placement dictates performance. Containers and zones must match storage type. Grains, flour, and pasta in airtight stackable containers. Cans organized by type and date. Produce in humidity-controlled drawers. Meat and fish on cold trays or plates to catch drips. Everything in the right container, everything in the right zone. Nothing random. Plan for capacity. Overstocking is invisible at first. Bulk purchases that exceed your designed space create hidden failure points. Food gets shoved to the back. Items mix incorrectly. Rotation fails before it starts. Your space defines what volume you can handle reliably. Maintenance is ongoing. Dust, spills, condensation, and forgotten items degrade the system. 10 minutes weekly is not optional. It is part of design. Neglect compromises all your other efforts. A clean, organized space preserves as much as labels or dates. Design also accounts for emergency backups. Overflow bins, temporary cold storage, or secondary pantries prevent sudden pressure from breaking rotation. Plan for unexpected purchases or delayed meals. Chaos will come. Your design determines if you survive it intact or lose silently. Think of your pantry and fridge as a machine. Each shelf, drawer, container, and label is a part. Misalign one element and the system underperforms. Misalign several and failure cascades. Discipline alone cannot fix design flaws. Only foresight, structure, and maintenance can. At the end of the day, you open the pantry and see order. Cans in rows, grains stacked neatly, dates visible, zones respected. Your fridge hums, drawers separated, temperatures stable. Your freezer holds portions in neat layers. The system works. It communicates with you silently. You rotate without effort because the space forces you to act correctly. Without that design, even perfect rotation fails. Even correct labeling falters. Even knowledge of shelf life becomes meaningless. Space defines success. Space enforces discipline. Space protects. Your discipline buys you today. Your design buys you tomorrow. Both together defeat waste. Both together create control. Ignore either, and the clock wins. The cost is visible only when the system fails. Rotten food, mold, pests, spoiled meals. Money, time, effort gone quietly, irreversibly. Once seen, you cannot unsee the cost of a poorly designed space. Design the space, maintain the system, rotate relentlessly. Shelf life obeys you. Your food survives. Your household operates predictably. Your effort pays. If you fail in design, everything else collapses. The discipline you built in Chapter 2 cannot overcome a poorly structured environment. The clock ticks anyway. Loss accumulates silently. You feel it in hidden corners, in the back of the pantry, in the freezer where ice burns what was once fresh. Design is not optional. It is part of discipline. Build it, maintain it, enforce it. Rotate within it, label within it, monitor within it. Only then can you defend your food from the invisible forces that destroy it daily. Fail, and the pantry betrays you. Succeed, and the system works, quietly, reliably, and without complaint. You see the fruits of foresight. You see the power of structure. You see control. And once you have both discipline and space aligned, food lasts. Waste slows. Money stays in your pocket. Meals happen on schedule. Nutrition remains intact. Confidence replaces anxiety. You have built a system that works. The question is, can you maintain it week after week, month after month, under the stress of life? That is the final challenge. Control is never permanent. It is maintained, enforced, and observed. Nothing else guarantees survival.